Last time we began discussing the requirements of Chatifa, how we know there is such a requirement and what it entails. We noted that a simple reading of the Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis is that in Torah there's a requirement of Iyun, and Takaras Ezra added on Chatifa. We discussed whether Chatifa, according to Rav Rishonim, is limited to Seyar, or according to some, applies to Kol Haguf as well. Just to note, the Rambam in Perek Deis Mikvot Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam Mikvot Deis Tezayin only refers to Takaras Ezra, makes no independent mention of a requirement of Iyun. Rabbi Karp suggests, and we're back quoting the Mishnah Satara again, as he has a chapter on Chafifa, page Kuf Sadi Zayin, that we discussed last time the Machlokas Atav and the Sidri Tara, whether after we have Takaras Ezra, is the original Iyun subsumed under the Takan of Chafifa. So he suggests, maybe that's what the Rambam holds, that he didn't have to specifically mention Iyun as distinct from Chafifa, because Chafifa includes Iyun as well. Okay, today we're going to address when the optimal and suboptimal time for the performance of Chafifa is. So that's the sugi here in the Gemara, on Samach Zayin Amid Beis to Samach Ches Amid Aleph, where first the Gemara in Samach Zayin Amid Beis has a 2.5-way Machlokas Samaraim as to whether the optimal, or everyone seems to agree that under certain circumstances where you have an intervening series of days of Shabbos and Yantiv, that the Chafifa can be performed earlier than the Tefillah, before that period of Shabbos and or Yantiv. And the Machlokas Amaraim here is whether done in Efshar. So we know that you could have that much of a break between the Chafifa and Tefila where there's no other way around it. Does that mean that you can have such a break even when it could be avoided? So that's the Machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, with the modification of Rav Yemer. Then the Gemara here on Samaches of an Aleph has an expression. How can you have a chafifa that is disjointed from the tevila? Doesn't the chafifa have to come right before tevila? And the Gemara has a seeming stira as to what the hilchasa is about whether chafifa can be performed by yom. And the Gemara says, kasha hilchasa hilchasa, lo kasha hada efshar, so Shitas Rashi over here, let's take a look at Rashi. Dibur Maskil V'tama L'atzmecha Heyachisha Sharei B'koshi Hitiru L'harchik Chafifasa Mitfilasa Kolkach, that at a Me'ikar Adin ideal level, one should perform the Chafifa immediately before the Tvila. However, there are balancing considerations, and therefore we allow, or we even tell you l'chafila, that you should perform the chafifa earlier. Mishum de'i chafifa b'leil tfilasa, emer lo chafifa shapir. We're concerned that if we tell you to only perform chafifa on the night of tfila, so on a me'ikar din level, would have been better to perform the chafifa on the night of tfila. However, we're concerned that if we're going to allow you to do so, she's not going to perform the chafifa in an optimal way. Mishum d'memeheres v'tvilasa mitoch she'mehuma l'beisa, because she's in a rush to go to the mikvah because she wants to get home quickly. So if we tell her to do the chafifa only at night, right before she goes to the mikvah, she's going to do a rush job because she wants to get home quickly, and therefore we tell her that it is the practical ideal to perform chafifa b'yom. And therefore, Rashi learns that the maskana of the Gemara, the chiluk between efshar and lo efshar, is hod efshar lachos bayom chafifas bayom. That where it is possible to perform chafifa during the daytime, then that is practically the ideal. And hod lo efshar is a motzei Shabbos, where you can't do chafifa on Shabbos, and then you have no choice but to do the chafifa. If it's Motzei Shabbos, you can't do the Chafifa on Shabbos Bayom, so you have no choice but to do the Chafifa Balayla. Different yourselves here, whether it's Motzei Shabbos or Motzei Yom Tov, which is relevant to something we'll discuss momentarily. So bottom line, Rashi's position is that in the world that we live, in the sub-Mi'ikra-Din-Mi'ikra-Din world, Chafifa should, L'chafila, be performed by Yom. The Tosfos in analyzing Shitas Rashi, the long Tosfos here, Diba Maskil, Kach Amru. So they write within Rashi, it's about 12 short lines in. Mikom Mokom, Apeyush Rashi, Nira Demutr Lachof Belel Tfila. So Rashi's not saying that you're not allowed to perform Chafifa at night. Ela Shetov Lo Yosir Lachof Bayom. It's preferable to perform Chafifa Bayom. So Rashi is telling you it's preferable to perform Chafifa Bayom, but if you performed a Chafifa Balayla, it would still be valid. The Chaymash from the Gomer Isha Chafefet Bayom, the Loka Amar Isha Lo Tachef El Bayom. Isha Lo Tachef El Bayom would have been Masha that you can't do it at night at all. The Lashon of Isha Chafefet Bayom is a Lechakila. So the proper way of doing it is to perform Chafifa Bayom, but if circumstances arise where that is impractical, impossible, or undesirable, it could be permitted even Balayla. So says Tosfos, Bedas, Rashi. The Sidrei Tara, here in Sivkat and Yud-Aleph, has a little bit of a discussion as to whether, according to Rashi, let's say a woman was Mazida, she deliberately avoided doing Chafifa Bayom, would we permit her to do Chafifa Balayla? Or would we tell her that she has to postpone the tefillah for another day because she deliberately failed to perform Chafifa Bayom? In Tosfos, it would seem pretty clear that even under those circumstances, she could yet do Chafifa Balayla, because Chafifa Bayom, according to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi, is simply a lechakila, but Chafifa Balayla would definitely be valid. Okay. The Shach here in Sivkat and Vav assumes that the Rashi is a more correct sheet than Rishonim. We haven't quoted the other Rishonim yet. He assumes that Rashi is a more correct sheet than Rishonim, and Rashi is a smoother reading of the Gemara. How is Rashi the smoother reading of the Gemara? Because the Gemara earlier concludes, Hilchasakir of Chista Kimitaris of Yemar. The Gemara concludes that in most of the situations where there's a break between, we have a Shabbat Yantar break, not if there are 3 days, but if there are two or fewer days, so then you perform Chafifa just like where if there's a break of up to 2 days of Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can perform Chafifa the previous day. So even the Efshar, you can perform Chafifa that day as well. So that sounds like Chafifa Bayom is more of an ideal. Bottom line, Shitas Rashi is that L'chachila Chafifa should be performed Bayom. Then Tosfos quotes the position of the Sheiltos, that L'chachila Chafifa should be performed Balayla. And the Gemara says that how could you be Marchik Chafifa Minatvila? So that is the most critical value, presumably because the more you wait between Chafifa and Tvila, the more chance there is of a recurring Chatzitza. So ideally, Chafifa should be performed as close as possible to Tevila to avoid the possibility of resurfacing Chatzitzos. And therefore, Chafifa should l'chachila be performed Balayla. Nevertheless, the Shiltos will agree that in a situation where that is impossible, you have a Friday night tevila, so then Chafif is going to be performed by Yom, Friday by day, since it is impossible to perform Chafifa by Laila. This position of the Sheiltos, that the ideal is to perform Chafifa by Laila, is the position of the Rambam as well. The Rambam, Mikvot, Perek Beis, Halakha Tezayin, Hakanas Ezrahi, Shetiya Isha Chafefes Es Fa'ara Ba'achar Katipo. Then after la lachof balayla v'lipo miyad takaf l'chafifa reza meshuba. So the ideal is that a woman should perform chafifa balayla and follow that immediately with tevila. U'bishas hadchak obnei acholi chafefes afilu be'erev Shabbos v'toveles l'motzai Shabbos. In a shas-tach situation or a situation of illness, then a woman can be chafefes even by yom, and even if there's going to be a break of a day between the chafifa and the tevila. So according to Tosus's interpretation of Rashi, ideally chafifa should be performed by yom, but if that proves impossible or undesirable, you can still perform chafifa balayla. And according to the Sheiltos, chafifa should ideally perform balayla, but if that is impossible or undesirable, then chafifa could be performed by yom. Yeah?
According to the Sheiltos, there's a difference between saying,
Right, and Tosafot points that out as well within Rashi, the other direction.
Right, so what about saying, according to the Sheiltos, wouldn't be simply saying it's that and that?
Yeah. According to the Sheiltos, you think there's less latitude.
Right.
So, according.
The Torah brought it down.
Right.
Muta, but then they said, no.
Right, although according to the Rambam, there definitely is as much as that more legend. Correct. So correct. So in the even the Sheiltos will agree that there are circumstances in which tefila can be performed by yom where there's no breira. But I guess you're correct that within the Sheiltos it's possible that that line is narrower, but in the Rambam it seems to be the possibility of an exception seems to be broader. Correct. Okay, good. And then Tosfos and the Rosh here refer to a minog, a practice, that the Pasha seems to try to take into account both of these shitas. Whereby a woman would begin performing chafifa by yom and then continue ad halayla. The Tosfos writes, "Lefi minag anashim shel achshav sheshavos b'merchatz ad halayla." So the practice was to start chafifa bayom and to remain in the merchatz until nightfall. Then mutar lachaf bayom af lefi ha-shilta. So then that works even lechachila according to the Sheiltos. They know aser el lachim bayom v'lefes min ha-merchatz kadam halayla. The Sheiltos' problem would be if you started the chafifa by yom and then stopped, and then did other things, kodem halayla. Aval v'sheshav v'shav ad halayla chafifa rechtehi. But if you're going to start by yom and then you continue the chafifa into the night, so that is a chafifa rechta, shekol shah osekis v'chafifa skufa v'sara v'tavo labracha. So that minag may be the ideal. Which could potentially account and satisfy both Rashi and the Sheiltos at the same time. So that is what it says in Shulchan Aruch in Sif Gimel. Chatifa tzricha liyosef chachila samach l'tfilasa. So l'chachila, says the Mechaber, chatifa needs to be samach l'tfilasa. So that is Lashon HaGemara, but that sounds more like the position of the Sheiltos / Rambam. As the Gaon says over here, in Oz Yud Aleph, that's the Sheiltos, quote on Tosfos, and that is the position of Rov HaPoskim. Then the Mechaber says, V'minek HaKasher, Shetafke Lachon V'Yom, the preferable practice is to begin the Chafifa during daytime, the Osekas V'Chafifa Ad Shetachshach, and to continue engaging in Chafifa until nightfall, the Oz Tidfall, and then go to the Mikvah. What does it mean, the first line? Chafifa tzvichel yos lechachila samach l'tzvilasa. So if you're going with the shilta, it has to be balayla, it has to be samach. What does samach mean? So Rav Rosner points out here, Shira Shevet Levi, that b'cholotor kula samach usually means a half hour. But he quotes that the Sholemeshim and others have some tradition that is 3 hours. I'm not sure where that comes from. Okay. The be that it is may, the Mechaber quotes the minhag in Tosfos and the Rush, that lechachila, the optimal way of doing it, is starting chafifa bayom and going ad shetachshach. Now the Ramah says, l'bishas adchak, shetzvicha lakuf bayom, where you have a shas adchak situation where a woman needs to perform chafifa bayom, o she efshir lakuf bayom, or she can't do it by yom, have to do it by laila. The minhag of the mechaber is that she should do both, by yom and by laila. But where she has to do either or, shas adchak, she either has to do it by yom and complete it by yom, or she has to do it by laila, only starting by laila. Yechol lasos, so she could do that. Ubilvad shelo timar lebeis avetach of karayu. As long as she doesn't rush home, Rashi's consideration, as long as Rashi says you shouldn't do a chafifa balayla l'chafila because you'll be in a rush to go home. So if you're in a situation where you must do a balayla, make sure you're not in a rush to go home and you perform the chafifa with proper diligence. So what rises to this level of a shas adchak that would allow for a chafifa, let's say, kula balayla? And the Darkei Tshuva in Sivkatan Kaf Gimel, he quotes from the Munkasher from the Tiferet Tzvi. Sorry, no, Tiferet Tzvi is the Tzadok Kapon. Sorry, that the only kind of Shas HaTzak situation that would allow you to do a Chafifa Balayla, Kula Balayla, is where it's a communal onus. Like a Motzei Shabbos Tevilah, where there's no other option. But if it's a one-time onus, or a personal onus, then that is not sufficient grounds to allow for a Chafif Balayla. As many point out, that is not the Pashas. We read the Lashon Rambam before, who wrote explicitly choli as a instance in which you could do tevila ba'layla. It doesn't seem to be the mashmos of the Rabbah either. So we generally assume that even a personal onus or a shas hadchak situation would be enough to allow for chafifa ba'layla. The shachir quotes a Tshuvas Marshal in Siman Vav. The Marshal was dealing with the following situation where the mikvah was situated approximately to the shul, and women were concerned about the breach of tznius that would be violated if they were to be showing up at the mikvah before nightfall when everyone's coming to shul to daven. So the issue the Marshal addresses is whether under those circumstances it would be permissible to allow the women to perform chafifa solely balayla. Apparently the situation was such where performing chafifa in the house wouldn't have been an option. So the Marshal says that under these circumstances there is nothing wrong with allowing the woman to perform chafifa balayla. The ein zakaroi bittel minog. The hetter isser. Don't even view this as a bittel of the minog. The minog is that you should start the chafifa bayom and go into Ajit Afshav. So under these circumstances, he says, don't view this as a bittel a minog, as a hetter isser. El adarava. Tikun the gederhu lethake. It's a tikun. So it's a tikkun because we're worried if we don't make this allowance, then maybe women aren't going to go to mikvah at all. And then he writes, Kol shekein shezeh achokam tikkun gam kein chashasha shel Rashi. I were concerned about Rashi's chashash that you shouldn't do chafifa b'layla because you're going to be in a rush. So part of the takana that was made in allowing women to go to do the chafifa of Soli Balayla was Shetamba Bamirkat Ke'ein Shah, that they insisted that the women perform chafifa for an hour. And that way, if you have a set time, they're not going to be able to rush because the takana was that they have to perform chafifa for an hour. And that was an added chumrah over what the Rishonim had. So we're going to allow the women to go perform chafifa solely balayla, but we'll insist that that chafifa take a hour, ke'ein shah. That way, we're not concerned that they're going to do a rush job. In the Dargei Tshuva in Sif Katan Kaf Gimel, he quotes from, I think the... he quotes from Achronim, the B'chasharov, that where you perform, sounds like he's talking about where you're performing Chafifa Bayom. So if you're performing Chafifa Bayom, or you're starting Bayom, the Chafifa should take a half hour. So this Marshal is above that, that if you did the Chafifa Bayom, it should take a half hour. And if you do the Chafifa Soli Balayla, the Marshal says it should take about an hour.
Also, when you're going from day to night.
I'm sorry?
You're doing it the way the minute was.
Right, so it sounds like that was the B'chacharov is saying that a half hour is sufficient, or it should take a half hour. And Rashal, the B'chakos here, is saying that where you do a Balayla, at least he's reporting that that was the takana that was instituted as a compromise, that they insisted the woman should spend an hour on the chafifa itself.
What if they insisted they spend a half hour on it?
So I guess on one level, Maisa Shahaya Kakaya, that's what they decided. If had they decided a half hour, probably also would have been good, but extra insurance. Although the Maisa, this hour kind of gained currency based on this Marshal, is kind of a recommended amount of time to be safe. Ramosha Zachuva in Chelek Base and Pei Aleph, we write that an hour is not a welcome Moshe Mishinai. Meaning sometimes he says you have a mikvah where there just isn't enough of the facility to allow every woman to spend a full hour on the chafifa. So what do you do under those circumstances? The way he frames the question, is it better to do the chafifa at home and then have a break and then go to the mikvah later, or better do the chafifa at the mikvah? He thinks it's better to do like the Marshal's suggestion, to do it at the mikvah and spend more time. But he says that if you know that you don't need a whole hour to do the preparations, so you should establish, a woman should establish, how much time does she need to do a proper chafifa without rushing, and then she should decide on her own that this is going to be the minimal amount of time that she's going to put in, meaning she figures out how much time do you need to do a proper chafifa, and then she should pledge that she's not going to do a chafifa that's going to take any less than that time, and that is within the spirit of the Marashal. So writes Ramosha, Chelek, Beis, Yardaya, Simon Pei Aleph.
But is he also talking about a situation where, because you said he was talking about doing Kofit at night, so was he also talking about a similar situation where there's an honest, like there's no way for them to do it during the daytime?
Presumably, yeah. Yeah.
When we say these timelines for Khafifa, I guess, where it also is the Eon, are we saying she should be in the bath for an hour?
No, we're saying the entire process.
Including Eon?
According to our notion, it means that he's leaving it up to her, to decide. So that.
Okay. What other situations do we have in which we allow for a chafifa, totally belial, essentially the chafila? So the Baalei Shulchan writes, page Kavala, that nowadays, in many situations, we're not makbid to insist on a chafifa bayon because it's not so practical. And it may lead to more rushing. The woman has kids at home that she has to take care of, other things going on, a job. So in many situations, it's not really practical to start the chafifa bayon, and then we just rely on doing a chafifa bayon. Then he asks the following question in the name of his son-in-law. That so Naniyat, that's the case, that a woman is unable to perform a chafifa bayom right before the Leil Tefillah because of whatever else is going on in her life. So why don't we tell her that she should do a chafifa the night before? What does that accomplish? So in Tiftalid, the Chaver Paskins, Chal Tfilasa B'motze Shabbos, Shiaf Shalachim V'odyom, Tacha Pilel Tfilasa. So you have a Motze Shabbos Tevila, so you can't do Chafifa obviously on Shabbos, so you do Chafifa Motze Shabbos, and call it a day, or a night. Now the Ramah adds, Mikol Mokom, Minog Yafahu, that she should do a chafifa somewhat on Erev Shabbos, a good chafifa, and then do another chafifa on Motze Shabbos. The Shachrim Sifkat Devav thinks, according to Rashi, that's Mikra Din. That according to Rashi, Dafka needs to do the tefillah on Erev Shabbos in this case. But the Ramah's recommendation, Mina Yafa, to do the Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. So just like over there, we tell you that rather than rely on a Chafifa right now at night where you might be rushed, do a Chafifa earlier. So in your standard situation where you can't do a Chafifa at the end of the day, why don't we tell a woman, okay, do a Chafifa the night before. That'll ensure that you're not going to be rushed tonight, and then you'll do another chafifa before you go to the mikvah. So asked your five o'clock son-in-law. What are you saying? So he suggests the following. So what's the reason for this minhag of the Ramah? So again, if you don't assume like the Shach, that according to Rashi this is Nikra Din, he quotes the Levush, who says the reason is as follows. That where you're going to have an intervening Shabbos, then a Chafifa performed right before Shabbos is going to be effective in the sense that you don't have so many opportunities to come in contact with other chatzitzes over Shabbos. Because your activity on Shabbos is more limited, then you're not going to encounter too many chatzitzes over Shabbos, not in your hair, and not in what you touch. And therefore, a chafifa performed on Erev Shabbos will be somewhat effective, and then you'll just do another chafifa to cover your bases, Beleil HaTevilah. That only is true if you have an intervening Shabbos. But if you're going to perform a chafifa stam on a Tuesday night, for that you'll be able to do a more thorough chafifa before you go to the mikvah on, to enable you to go to the mikvah on Wednesday night, so because you're going to have ample opportunity to come in contact with chatzitza objects over that whole day, such a chafifa the night before would be relatively meaningless. That is the suggestion of the Baal Yeh Shulchan to explain why there's no parallel here to require or suggest or recommend a chafifa performed a day earlier. That's why the common practice is, under many circumstances, that where it's difficult or impractical to perform a chafifa bayom, so we just allow women to do a chafifa balayla as long as they do it with the proper diligence. Rav Avner writes in the Shirei Shevet HaLevi that if someone's learning in Kollel, so he should go home, leave Seder early, so that his wife can do chafifa bayom. I don't think that's so much the common practice, at least here in America, especially since we don't even leave Kol Seder early to light Hanukkah candles. But we don't tell people that they should leave work early so the wife can do chafifa bayom. So under many circumstances, we tend to allow for a chafifa balayla where it's impractical, difficult to perform it bayom. Okay. The Sidrei Tara in the end of Sukkot and Kaf raises the following question. A woman is scheduled to go to the mikvah the night after her avelus is over. She's in avelus shiva, and then she's scheduled to go to the mikvah the night after the avelus is over. So he quotes from the Tshuvas Panim Me'iros. The shaila like this: a woman's leil tefillah motzai Shabbos. So she gets up from Shiva on Shabbos. So usually we paskin, the Ramah's fact that we just read is that if you have a Motzei Shabbos Tevilah, so lechafila you should perform chafifa on Erev Shabbos. But for this woman, Erev Shabbos is still Toch Shiva. So the Panim Me'iros paskins that since this is not a rechitza shel tanuk, since this is a mitzvah-oriented rechitza, so she's allowed to perform the chafifa even in the middle of Shiva on Erev Shabbos. Okay, so Leil Tefillah Motzei Shabbos, she gets up from Shiva Shabbos morning, so the Panim Me'iros says that she's allowed to perform chafifa on Erev Shabbos as per the minhag of the Ramah, because that's not a rechitza shel tanuk. And the Sidrei Tara argues that no, she should only perform chafifa on Motzei Shabbos samuch l'tfilasa, just like we paskin in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The Ramah paskins in Tafkuf Nun Aleph Sif Tesvav and Hilchos Tisha B'Av. That if a woman's Leil Tevilah is Motzei Tisha B'Av, Mutar la lirchos be'erev Tisha B'Av in e efshar la lirchos Leil Asara. So if she is unable to perform chafifa on Motzei Tisha B'Av, she's allowed to perform chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. As Magen Avraham explains, the Bar Halacha quotes here, that's a b'di'evet. Now the lechachila is that she should perform chafifa on Motzai Tisha B'Av. If she's unable to do so, so then we would allow chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. The Sidur Torah says there the Isser of Rechitza during even Shavu Shachalba is only Mishum Minog anyway. And yet, lechachila, we don't allow for chafifa during an Erev Tisha B'Av. So all the more so by Avelis, where the Yisra Rechitza is Mikra Din, you should not allow chafifa on Erev Shabbos in this situation. So that's how the Sidrei Torah argues on the Panim Me'iros. If you look on the side of the Shulchan Aruch here, on Se'if Dalid, the Beis Hillel quotes, on this din in Shulchan Aruch about the Motzai Shabbos Tevila, to do the Chafif and Erev Shabbos, Beis Hillel says, Nira lidu adinim lo haya baila be'ir, the number one, if you didn't know that you're going to the mikveh to begin with, you're definitely allowed to do chafifa balayla. And number two, Tisha B'Av, kishachal filasa b'lel yud b'av, shetacha v'tipa b'lel yud b'av, kakas of aguda. So that psak of the Ramah in Hilchos Tisha B'Av is based on an aguda, that under those circumstances, the lechachila is to perform chafifa on Motzai Tisha B'Av, and only if that's an impossibility are you allowed to perform it on Erev Tisha B'Av. So says the Beis Hillel here, which is consistent with the ruling of the Sidrei Torah. So the Bavli Shulchan explains that if the reason, as we noted earlier from the Levush, for the minhag of the Ramah to do a chafifa at Erev Shabbos is because under those circumstances you're not going to be dealing with chafifas over Shabbos anyway, so the chafifa would be effective. So that shouldn't apply on Tisha B'Av either. If it's out of concern for Shitas Rashi, like the Shach, so then maybe according to the Shach Rashi, then even on Tisha B'Av, you should perform the Chafifa before, and Hu Adin for the Avelu Shaila. If you look in the Mishnah Brura, Tavkuf Nun Dalid, Sif Yuches, Tavkuf Nun Dalid, Sif Kati Yuches, he seems to say something different than what he writes in the Bar Alachi here on Tavkuf Nun Aleph, and that requires some kind of a yishuv. The next time we're going to finish Kuf Tzadi Tes, Emirat Hashem, spending more time on Ches Tes, and then do Simin Reish. And probably by next week, we will move on to Yoledes. And then her Pakov Emirat. Reish is Birkas Tefillah. Just one sentence.
What are we titling this?
We're titling this When Should Chafifa Be Performed? Sounds like the next time that's not
how it is. How do you find it? How do you get this?
Oh, it's still on.